Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. I'm doing a quick little heat injury update type of episode. For those of you that haven't listened, yesterday I put out a Heat Sixers play-in preview episode. The game is a little less than 3 hours away. It's currently 4:06 p.m. Eastern time here in Miami as I'm recording, and tip-off is set for approximately 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight as the Heat take on the Sixers in Philadelphia. And these two squads battle for the seventh seed, and a trip to New York to take on the New York Knicks in the first round of the 2024 NBA playoffs. So yeah, I wanted to give a little injury update because yesterday I mentioned, you know, a couple of the guys who are on the injury report. I mentioned Terry Rozier and Duncan Robinson, who have been out for, you know, a significant amount of time, I would say. And I also mentioned Kevin Love, who suffered an arm contusion in the Heat's regular season finale on Sunday against the Toronto Raptors. Before I get into that, as always, I want to talk to you guys about SeatGeek, one of the best, you know, ticketing apps out there. And we are part of Team SeatGeek, and we're super grateful to be part of Team SeatGeek. As I always say, my favorite thing about SeatGeek is that each deal is rated on a scale from 1 to 10. So they really do their part in helping you find the best deal possible. Another thing now I'm trying to emphasize on here that I've been talking about is that whatever ticket you're looking for, you know exactly what seat you'll be seated in the specific row. I know a lot of times people prefer to sit on the outside of a row so they don't have to make people get up, you know, in the middle of a game, a concert, whatever it may be. So SeatGeek is really the only ticketing app out there that does that. So keep that in mind. And by using our code ROBCAO, that's my name, ROBCAO, you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, make sure to use that discount code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase on the SeatGeek app or SeatGeek.com. So now to give you guys a quick little injury report update for the Heat. So basically, Kevin Love, thankfully, he's good to go. He practiced fully yesterday. I saw videos of him, you know, shoot around today in Philly. He looks completely fine. He's ready to go. Duncan Robinson yesterday was upgraded to probable. I saw videos of him today during shoot around in Philly. He's good to go. Terry Rozier will be out. The tricky part with Terry's injury is, since it's a neck injury, it's basically a day-to-day thing. So it really comes down to like how he feels when he wakes up in the morning. So I think it's one of those situations where, oh, maybe, you know, he's back in tomorrow, right? Or, oh man, he could be out, you know, for the whole playoffs. We really don't know because it's literally such a delicate situation and there's not much to do since like I said, it's basically a day-to-day type of situation, you know, with Terry. But I think something beneficial for the Heat, it's not like, oh, Terry suffered this injury in this final game, right, on Sunday. It's like, nah, he's been out already for multiple games. And, you know, Tyler Hero's been able to come in, play multiple games. So I think the Heat will be fine in this specific matchup without Terry. But it is huge that Kevin Love will be able to play and that Duncan Robinson will be returning. And that'll be interesting to see if Eric Spoelstra now will insert Duncan back into the starting lineup, or if you'll keep Caleb Martin in there and just have Duncan off the bench, especially since, you know, you don't want to rush Duncan either. Like, obviously, it's an important game. But at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to win a championship, and you need Duncan Robinson there for the long term of this, you know, playoff run coming up. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting because the lineup now has been Tyler Hero, Caleb Martin, Jimmy Butler, Nikola Jovic, and Bam Adebayo. So yeah, I'm interested to see if Spo inserts Duncan and puts Caleb back on the bench. But my feeling is that Caleb will be starting and Duncan will be, you know, coming off the bench. And then for Philadelphia, they have two guys out who have been out already for multiple games, two veteran players. The first one being DeAnthony Melton, a backup point guard, and then Robert Covington, you know, the veteran forward who's been in the league for a while now. And then Joel Embiid, as expected, he will, like, he was, you know, from he's questionable, but as expected, he will play. And KJ Martin is questionable, but it's expected that he will play as well. So, yeah, it's basically, you know, the injury report update for this Heat Sixers playing game. Once again, just to remind you guys, the game will be on ESPN tonight with tip-off set for 7 p.m. Eastern time. And, yeah, you know, the real Heat season begins tonight. I can't wait to watch these guys, you know, tonight, and I can't wait to see the game plan from, you know, Spo and the rest of the coaching staff. And it's going to be, my prediction is that the Heat will win a thrilling close victory, you know. And I think they'll move on to a game one matchup Saturday against the New York Knicks. But it's all about Philly right now. Take it one moment at a time, one play at a time for the Heat. And like I said, as always, this is the when the real season, actually begins for the Heat. So yeah, I couldn't be more excited. And yeah, I want to thank you guys, for listening. I know this was a shorter episode than usual, but like I said, I just wanted it to be a injury update episode since I did do a, more of a preview, a general preview already yesterday. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy it. Once again, make sure to check out SeatGeek.com or the SeatGeek app. Use our discount code RobCao, RobCao, and you'll get $20 off your first ticket purchase. Let's go Heat. Follow us on Instagram at the flame underscore ES and at RobCao, RobCao. Until next time, everyone, take care.